Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More protests on Texas college campuses. Fort Worth workers walk the picket line and paying more to park at the airport. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses nationwide, and that includes demonstrations on Texas college campuses. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more on the protest at UT Austin.
Tuesday was a quieter day on campus following Monday's arrests of dozens of demonstrators, but more disturbances are expected today, and Kevin Eltife, chairman of the UT System Board of Regents, says, as he puts it, free speech is fundamental to our educational institutions, but it is violated when it includes threats to campus safety and security or refusal to comply with institutional policies or law. Since last week, nearly 80 demonstrators have been locked up in the Travis County Jail, where District Attorney Delia Garza wants to see arrests minimized by negotiations.
I encourage university leadership to be leaders in this community by initiating a compromise with protest organizers with fair and reasonable free speech parameters. And I encourage the organizers to come to the table in good faith so that they can be heard.
The university says a number of weapons or potential weapons have been confiscated from the demonstrators. Everything from firearms, bricks and buckets of large rocks to chains, mallets and steel reinforced wood planks. Police officers have been assaulted. Some of them have been pelted with horse feces and seen their car tires slashed. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And for the first time since the protests began, there was a demonstration yesterday at the University of North Texas in Denton. Hundreds of students walked out of class demanding that the school divest from weapons manufacturers.
We also stand here today in solidarity with students at Columbia, students at Yale, students at UT Dallas, students at UT Austin, students at college campuses all across the nation and really in the world.
The protest was sponsored by the Palestine Solidarity Committee. UNT is saying only that it supports the students' right to free speech. And just this morning, another North Texas school joined the pro-Palestinian protest. An encampment has been set up at the University of Texas at Dallas. There was a protest there last week. Today's group reportedly started arriving as early as 5 this morning. In other news, the Texas immigration law is still on hold as it winds through court, but activists met outside Dallas City Hall this morning to ask council members to take a stand. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more.
The people united!
A group of people held signs and chanted, saying they want the Dallas City Council to pass a resolution saying they would not enforce the law known as SB 4.
Right now they're being held up in the courts, but we're not sure how long that'll last. They could go into effect at any day.
We actually are looking into our local elected officials to take action to ensure that the people that are working every day here in Dallas, that are have their families here in Dallas, that call Dallas home. The city council says we stand with you.
They say the law could hurt the Texas economy long term.
Immigrants pay taxes. They're a huge driver in our economy, so it's important that the mayor and the city council protect them too.
The Texas defended the law in a federal appeals court last month, with Attorney General Ken Paxton saying his office was proud to defend it. Paxton says Texas would use the state's sovereign police power to protect the border in a way that mirrors federal law rather than conflicting with it. Outside Dallas City Hall, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
May 1st, or May Day, is observed by blue-collar workers around the world as the day to celebrate the working class. Fort Worth Molson Coors workers are still off the job, so they're spending this International Workers' Day on the picket line. It's been tough for workers since they went on strike 10 weeks ago.
For every day, for more than 2 months, myself and 400 other fellow Teamster members from the Fort Worth Molson Coors Brewery have been outside on the picket line for a strike. We were forced to strike by our employer, who's Molson Coors, a company that made $12 billion last year from our hard work and our hard labor.
Teamsters Local 997's Roderick Bryan speaking to the Fort Worth City Council. He says they'll keep striking until they get what he calls good wages, good health care, and respect. A federal judge has sentenced a Dallas man to 16 years in prison for providing a lethal dose of fentanyl to a 20-year-old Frisco man. 23-year-old Benjamin Linder pleaded guilty to a drug charge. In 2021, Linder sold a liquid containing fentanyl to a man at the UT Dallas campus. That man was found dead the next day on Christmas Eve. As of today, it's going to cost more to park at DFW. The biggest increase will be for those primo spots in the lots adjacent to the various terminals. Those go up by $5 a day, from $27 to $32. The express lots will increase by $3 a day, while the remote lots go up by $2. And for some commuters, the so-called pass-through rate, which applies if you're there for less than 8 minutes, goes from $6 to $9. The only rate that remains unchanged is the drop-off rate, which is between 8 and 30 minutes. That one stays at $2. A new list by Forbes has crowned two Texas universities with an ivy wreath. KRLD's Kristen Yates reports.
University of Texas at Austin and Rice University have been dubbed New Ivies. On this list are 10 public and private universities that are shaping great future employees but aren't part of the traditional Ivy League pool. According to Forbes, Longhorn and Owl students are intelligent, driven graduates that most employers want to hire. UT Austin claims a spot despite the recent controversy surrounding pro-Palestinian protests on campus. Forbes still names it a top Texas state school to attract high achievers and produce distinguished grads. Rice was its private university pick, deemed one of the best in the nation of new private Ivies and attracting some of the brightest students. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.